Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
I have a really important question for you, Mark, and that is, do you have plans this upcoming Monday?
Do I have plans this Monday? Well, you know, I mean, the thing about it is, Mother Earth is important to me, generally speaking. I mean, I appreciate that she's there for me. She supports the tires on my big SUV and truck when I'm rolling down the highway. I mean, I like to give back to Mother Earth, if that's what you're getting at.
I'm actually not, but I'm really, really glad that you're going to put a heavy emphasis on Earth Day on Monday.
I have signed up under threat of getting in trouble if I don't, to go participate in our Earth Day activities on Monday.
Well, here's the thing. That's during the afternoon. And if you don't have plans Monday evening, Mark, I have a really great suggestion for you.
Oh, cool. What is that exactly?
Dylan Mulvaney is coming to St. Louis.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought we were going to get, like, scream
sound effects
for that or something.
Oh, my gosh.
At SLU. You sound kind of like Dylan.
I want a Bud Light.
Dylan, mark your calendars, friends. Dylan Mulvaney is coming to SLU, and you can hear him speak, okay?
And can I just point something out? When I read that story yesterday, I think I might have emailed it to you.
No, I actually texted it to you.
Oh, okay. Well, I saw it and tried to email it to you. I know that. And I'm thinking to myself, just do the flip test here for just a minute, because there's a group of people in this country who judge you constantly if you're a conservative, claiming you're not tolerant. Okay, if at St. Louis University on Monday night, let's just pick Matt Walsh or Donald Trump was going to be at St. Louis University on Monday night, there would be protests. The roads would be blocked. There'd be people, you know, gluing themselves to the pavement to keep you from getting in there. I will bet you money right now there's not a single conservative who's planning to go to St. Louis University on Monday night and protest the fact that they're choosing to amplify this mental health situation.
Funny,
that is Dylan Mulvaney.
Funny that you say that, Mark, because the president of SLU's College Republicans, that group on campus, said Mulvaney's message contradicts SLU's Catholic teachings, is obviously against Mulvaney coming.
Yeah.
She's absolutely right. However, she said her student organization does not have plans to protest the event.
No.
Now, what's interesting about this is that she said the College Republicans had tried to get some women's sports activists to come and speak the day after Mulvaney's visit. So that would be Tuesday, to essentially balance the viewpoints, but was told by the school that security could not accommodate her request.
If they tried to bring Riley Gaines to speak at that school, the lefties would melt down because they hate free speech.
No, I know. And
conservatives are not going to do that.
You brought up Matt Walsh, and I'm glad that you did, because Matt Walsh has been blocked not once, but twice from coming to speak at SLU's campus. And this is what happened when Matt Walsh was trying to show up to speak back in 2021.
My choice! My choice! My choice! My choice!
I'm really sorry.
In the background?
I'm sorry I subjected you to that because that makes my ears want to bleed. Not only because it's just the hypocrisy, what they're doing, where they're going to go out and scream and shout and kick and throw a complete tantrum when Matt Walsh is going to come speak on campus, but no one's going to stop Dylan Mulvaney, even though it absolutely contradicts the school's teachings.
Don't you think? Maybe like the preachers' conference down in Springfield, they'll put up a pole and he can go bare chested and do some pole dancing while he's there. I wonder if
it's a great
the
idea.
Jesuit university would endorse that.
It's just
what this does is it blows the cover off of whatever excuse St. Louis University uses to cloak itself in being a religious school and being true to its principles. It's not. You have to understand who they are.
Yeah.
When my daughter went to SLU Law School and Donald Trump got elected in 2016, she sent me the copy of the letter from the college president because of all the snowflakes that were melting down. At a law school, they set up a safe space so that tomorrow's future judges and prosecutors would have somewhere to go and feel better, a quiet place where they could try to deal with their emotions of losing an election.
Yeah. I mean, those people are just soft now. But this is what I'll say about all of this, because as frustrating as it is that it's very one-sided, where SLU clearly accommodates one group and their ideologies and people who support that and completely makes it impossible or close to impossible to have somebody to balance that viewpoint, aka the conservative side, I do believe that if we want the Matt Walshes, the Jordan Petersons, the Riley Gaines to be able to come speak at a place like SLU, we have to allow the Dylan Mulvaneys, unfortunately, to come speak as well. Even though it contradicts the school's teachings, that's a whole separate issue in and of itself that I believe the school has to deal with. But if you're just looking at it like surface level, I think we have to at some point say, okay, we're not going to protest this. We can speak out against it like this College Republicans Club president did. I think she made the right decision to say, I don't support this. The school shouldn't. It goes against their teachings. However, we're not going to protest it. I just think, why don't we set the example? Because, like, let's take the high road. It's ridiculous the way that these things play out. But Riley Gaines can't even go to colleges often, I'm told, without having massive amounts of security because people quite literally have attacked her.
She had to barricade herself in a room for a couple of hours one time because the crazies were outside, wouldn't let her out, and school security refused to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
This is what conservatives face around the country. You're not allowed to have an opinion. They want to erase your opinion. Here's the thing about it. My guess is somewhere on the top floor at the AB InBev offices down the street, several bottles of Mylanta have been consumed the last day or two, because the last thing they want is Dylan Mulvaney being in St. Louis, close to the brewery.
Yep.
I mean, I know they're
maybe he'll do a brewery
based
tour
in New York these days, but still.
You think he'll do a brewery tour?
Maybe at Schlafly, but probably not at the Anheuser-Busch.
I could see him showing up just as
Dylan
like a little slap in the
less
face.
Less than enamored with AB now.
He said that he was obviously frustrated the way they played out, but he was even more frustrated that AB didn't come and back him when everyone was upset about it.
Thank you.
He's
Kim
like,
Sinaj.
It would have been better to just not even partner with me than to partner with me and not have my back when everything went south.
Thank you for... No, thank you, I should say, for misgendering him. I appreciate that. For true gendering him. That's what I'm going to tell you. You're referring to him as a him because he's a him, right?
Yep. Despite Post-Dispatch has she for the pronouns. I think I was looking on Dylan's Instagram to see if he'd posted about this to try to play some sound, and I haven't seen anything yet. Just that music video that I, for whatever weird reason, played part of again yesterday, the days of girlhood.
Oh,
please go listen to it if you haven't. And I think he puts his pronouns as like she, they. I'm pretty sure.
Never.
How are you a she?
I will never
and a they
refer to you that way. I'm sorry.
My brain hurts trying to keep up with all of this. Anyway, if you don't have plans, I just want to make sure that you all knew. Monday at SLU, apparently 500 people or so were expected there. Dylan Mulvaney, you can hear him speak in person.
Probably the greatest thing we could do is all wear our, like, our Donald Trump shirts and hats and not say a word and just show up for the speech and quietly sit there in the back row and watch. Because you're, simply your presence there, if you said nothing, would drive the left over the they'd probably attack you.
They'd probably say it was a threat.
Oh,
and that
yeah.
they wanted
yeah,
you
they,
removed.
They, I'm sure.
Even if you said not a single,
not
if
a
you
word.
Just wore a shirt that
not
said,
a word.
Let's go, Brandon.
Thank you.
People would be like, I feel very threatened right now. My life is at risk. You need to get this person out of here. If you went in holding a Bud Light and a shirt, let's go, Brandon, with a MAGA hat, security
snowflakes,
will be all over
snowflakes
you.
Snowflakes are real. You could get you banned from the SLU campus just like, just like I got banned from Donnybrook. For a MAGA hat. I mean, it could happen.
I told my family that story. That's a good one. About the MAGA hat. Why
I know.
Are you offended by this?
What is it about this red cap with white lettering on it that offends you so much?
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.